Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The special master is set to review the documents the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago appear deeply skeptical on the argument Trump declassified the documents before leaving office. While the Department of Justice has pointed to classification markings indicating the documents contain national security secrets, Trump's lawyers have not provided evidence of declassification. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said he signed a decree on a partial mobilization of Russian citizens on Wednesday, nearly 7 months into his war with Ukraine. In a televised speech, Putin said only citizens who are currently in the reserve will be subject to conscription. McDonald's Corporation has been ordered by a U.S. judge in Los Angeles, California, to defend against media entrepreneur Byron Allen's $10 billion lawsuit accusing the fast food chain of racial stereotyping by not buying advertising time with black-owned media. Germany, in an energy crisis, nationalized Uniper on Wednesday after an earlier multi-billion euro bailout failed to keep the gas importer afloat. The German government also said Vladimir Putin sent oil prices higher by announcing a partial Russian military mobilization. Easton Oliverson, who was put into a medically induced coma after falling from a bunk bed at the Little League World Series in August, has his family suing the Little League organization. The 12-year-old suffered a fractured skull and brain bleeding as a result of the August 15th fall in Williamsport. Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona, died of fentanyl poisoning. He was 32. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The director of Feeding Our Future, a nonprofit, and 47 other people were charged Tuesday in what federal prosecutors say was a massive scheme to defraud the government of more than $250 million meant to feed needy children during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lugar.
By claiming to serve food to needy children when they were not.
Amy Bach, executive director, has pled not guilty. With a treasure trove of evidence in the Biden laptop, Republicans want to investigate Hunter for illegal activities.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee support a resolution that would force President Biden to hand over documents related to his son Hunter's foreign business deals. Committee member and ranking Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky tells Fox and Friends that despite this being a potentially difficult vote, he believes they have enough evidence to look into the matter.
What we have with Hunter Biden are facts. We have people who have come forward who were in business with Hunter Biden. We've had his ex-wife come forward. We've seen emails. We've heard voice messages. We've seen texts that show that Hunter Biden was influence peddling all across the world with our adversaries.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The House Oversight and Reform Committee, run by the Democrat majority, voted down the resolution after nearly 2 hours of debate. Most Republican lawmakers agree the only way to get to the truth is to take back the House in November's midterm elections. USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It's time for Rick Manning, America's for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but, you know, like you, concerned about what we're getting out of Russia. I know for those in the media that thought they could do some sort of end zone dance with the seeming retreat of the last week or so of Russia out of the Ukraine. You know, even as we spoke with a Pentagon last week, Dr. Michael Rubin, he assured us that it ain't over till it's over when it comes to Vladimir Putin.
No, it isn't. And it is politically not palatable, let's put it that way, for Putin to lose this war. And so what that means is he may be moving forces around, but he has to go back on the attack and at the very least accomplish the objective that he set out initially, which is to control the entirety of eastern Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in a situation where neither party can lose, can afford to lose, right?
Well, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. And let's just be clear. Putin has the means, he has the means to win this in the winter. And the reason he has the means to win this in the winter is by choking Europe, what is traditionally known, used to be known as Western Europe, Germany, et cetera, out of oil, out of natural gas, rather, the political will of the Germans and the Europeans to continue supplying the Ukrainians in the winter is going to be really tested. And Putin will be able to flow resources in at will into Ukraine. And the question is, will the West, particularly Europe, be willing to flow resources into defend Ukraine, given that Russia is effectively choking their economy right now. And in the winter, when it gets cold, it is going to be desperate times in Western Europe.
It's probably going to be a little bit easier to make that vote, right? That they want to have a vote to say, okay, are you Russian or Ukraine? And when I am choking off all resources for you, it's going to prejudice the vote to say that.
No kidding. No kidding. It's but, you know, recognize, and this is not, this is straight analysis. This isn't, you know, saying a rooting interest here in terms of what I'm about to say. But we made a decision to put an embargo on Russian oil. We made a decision that economic sanctions, the United States made a decision that economic sanctions against Russia, causing their population to feel pain, was the way to force Putin to stop the invasion. So when Putin responds back by putting economic pressure through denying natural gas to Europe, and still, you know, he's merely doing what we did. Okay, so just be clear, this is not some nefarious thing he's doing. He's doing what, you know, what the West did in response to his invasion into Ukraine. So, you know, you just have to understand that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. That does not, you know, mean that we shouldn't have done that. But the fact is, this isn't something new and nefarious. This is economic sanctions warfare in the modern world. And it just so happens that when Donald Trump in 2018 told the Europeans, you cannot afford to be dependent upon the Russians for natural gas, they are your enemy, and the Europeans laughed at him because they were busily trying to deconstruct Western civilization and the fossil fuels dependency of Western civilization through the Green Party. When they made that decision, they made a decision to allow for their own population to be held hostage by Gazprom in Russia. And it's just that simple. And so Russia right now is playing a game where they're strangling Europe. They are causing massive problems in the European economy that's being reported every single day, knowing full well that when it gets cold, it's going to get really bad in Europe, and the Ukrainians may find themselves without allies. At which point,
exactly,
he will go back on the offensive. Kind of the opposite, usually.
You see, the thing that
Europe.
And from your analytical perspective here, Rick, I agree with you. And my question has always been, when it comes to this administration, you say that you cannot afford to lose Ukraine. Europe can't afford to lose Ukraine to Russia. And you're like, you're reacting. Where's the proactive movements here that would secure that, knowing that the clock is ticking, that you're down to weeks to be able to answer some of these issues? And it may be too late already because, by the way, not only is Europe going to be dealing with, you know, food supply issues, energy problems, you know, America is going to be falling into the same problems along with inflation and recession that everybody's being impacted by, right? Yeah. So this is one big hot mess.
100%. The entire world food supply is under attack. And once again, people are going to blame Putin and the war for lack of weed supplies. But the truth of the matter is, Europe, the Green New Deal in Europe, they're about 10 years ahead of us. They caused farmers to come and basically leave their fields in protest in mass because they were cutting production by about 40%. They're cutting production of milk because the Greens don't like dairy. Okay, so they were cutting production of milk dramatically, and we're basically telling farmers, just kill your cows. Okay, that's what's happening in Europe. So when you see North Africa, you see the starvation in Africa, there isn't food produced out of Ukraine. Remember, there's the same amount of food isn't being produced out of the EU either. And the same amount of food isn't being produced out of the United States because of attack on American farmers. So in our whole supply chain issues that are largely created. So let's just be honest about this. We are seeing they wanted fundamental transformation. Well, fundamental transformation from capitalism to socialism means mass starvation. They're going to want to blame a lot of other things, but this is a result of their fundamental transformation to socialism. It means mass starvation, and it's an intended side effect. It is not a flaw in the system. It is a feature of the system. They know it, and what they're trying to do is set up other people to blame for it occurring.
Because that's how they operate, Rick. They don't take any responsibility. There's no accountability. Never has been. You know, the Democrats are famous for this. They avoid responsibility at all risk. It's kind of like Dinesh D'Souza. I relate the story in my conversation with him shortly after he got out of prison serving 8 months because of some, you know, election shenanigans that everybody knows about. But he said his big takeaway was being around these criminals in jail. He said they never give up the con. He goes, that's the deal. They never give up the con. And I mean, I hate to metaphorically identify the Democratic Party with it, but it seems to be, you know, consistent with the criminals that Dinesh D'Souza experienced in jail. The Democrats never give up the con, and they're quick to blame people while people are starving. Blaming people doesn't put food in people's mouths, ladies and gentlemen.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government. GetLiberty.org is where you want to go for more information. It continues with Rick. Rick, as we were saying right before the break, you know, the Democrats want to blame everybody. It's like right now the new mantra for all the border mess and the numbers that we're looking at that just are, you know, skyrocketing along with inflation and everything else that has to do with bad policy associated with this administration. You know, just on results alone, they do not deserve to remain in power. And I just can't, you know, these numbers that we're being told by some of these pollsters, I mean, let's face it, I mean, they just seem to be unrealistic. How can you have, you know, 40% of the country wanting to continue with energy dependence, $3 to $5 per gallon of gasoline, inflation, you know, through the roof, you know, they're making less money than they've made because of, you know, inflation, Joe Biden's inflation policies, and it's never ending. And every time, I mean, he comes up with some sort of excuse or somebody to blame, but, you know, that's what Democrats, that's what this administration does. And I can't imagine there's 40% of America that wants more of the same. It just, it's not palpable, Rick, or you know, in the realm of reality. What am I missing here?
Remember when Mitt Romney got in all sorts of trouble by talking about 47% of Americans are have some level of dependency on the federal government, mm-hmm. and he got into trouble because, you know, veterans said, well, we are dependent upon the federal government. We earned the veterans benefits. And they did. Mm-hmm. We got into trouble because people who are on Medicaid or on Social Security said, we've paid into this program for our entire lives and we're not dependent upon the federal government. We earned this. This is a benefit that we've earned, mm-hmm. through our investment, forced investment. And so people looked at it and said, well, you know, that's a, but the fact of the matter is, if you are a senior citizen and you have, and Social Security is part of your three-legged stool, as it should be, or one-legged stool in the case of people who are in real trouble, mm-hmm. You know, there is the threat that somebody's going to diminish the return on your Social Security is pretty significant to your life. Joe Biden being able to deliver they're going to deliver like almost a 10% cost of living adjustment to Social Security recipients. And so they're going to look at, oh, I got a raise in Social Security. Well, they didn't really get a raise in Social Security. They got an offset to the inflation that's occurring. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. But those are things that the government, the more you are, the government controls your purse strings and controls how much you're going to get, whether it's a VA benefit or a Social Security benefit or how much you pay for Medicare. The more those controls exist, the more dependent upon you are on people who are on government, and you're more likely to fall into the abyss of saying, I'm voting for somebody who's going to protect my financial interests. And people want big government. Will always be promising more to mm-hmm. those who are dependent upon government.
Exactly.
And it's not fair, okay? People paid in Social Security. This is not denigrating people who paid in Social Security and are getting their payments. That's mm-hmm. a deal that was made with the federal government with the people of America. So this is not saying you shouldn't take your Social Security payments. It's just saying when the government controls how much the Social Security payments are, people become susceptible to come to claims that somebody's going to take them away. And that is, and fear is a tremendous motivator, and people in politics have used it for years. And the more dependency on government there is, the more fear that they can be induced, and hence, the more likely people are going to vote for people who want big government.
Exactly.
And I think that's the reality, and it's sad, really.
Yeah, and this is where we are, and what it all comes down to is you've got roughly a third of the people that are actually investing into the current GDP, and they're carrying the weight, because also in that morass of people that are not contributing, and I say not contributing, you know, again, we understand people, there are the group of people who already did, they've paid their dues, they have every right to retire and draw from their investment that they put into Social Security. This isn't my bug. My bug is that, you know, what about, you know, as you say, you continue to build this big bureaucracy. Well, what are they contributing? all they're doing is taking a paycheck, you know, from we the people, from the third that are out there generating, you know, generating the wealth, generating the money that can, you know, pay for this, you know, this bloated government.
100% here. You know, we've got about 160 million people in the workforce, and we've got 339 million people in the country. Obviously, children are in the workforce, but we, you know, we have a lot of, about 17 to 20% of the people who are 18 to 60, 16 to 65, or, I'm sorry, are 20 to 65. Are not in the workforce for some reason. They're in school. They're they could be, you know, stay at home moms, stay at home dads. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reasons for that. So, you know, but from an earning perspective, you have about 80% of the people in that prime earning age group are in the workforce. The challenge is very simple from a workforce perspective. As the population ages, as baby boomers retire, you have significantly fewer people in the workforce as a result. Yeah. And quite honestly, our retirement system is designed to force people not to work when they get older. It's archaic. It's from when we had a lot of workers. And we need to change our workforce system to make it so it makes sense financially to work. Don't tax Social Security benefits. For one thing, it gives Social Security people, you know, Social Security raise. But secondly, it doesn't punish people who go out and have a job while they're collecting Social Security by putting them into a higher tax bracket. So you've got a, there are things that can be done right now. And the cap on how much you can earn if you take Social Security early. Allow people to earn as much as they want to if they take Social Security early. The damage of having people retire early far exceeds the cost of the small cost of Social Security that you're spending on those people who do retire early, particularly since if they continue working, they're paying into Social Security at the same time. So there's things like that could be done. Representative Paul Gosar is looking at some of those things. I hope he's going to introduce a bill very shortly, or a couple of bills. And I think we can encourage people and economically incentivize people to work late longer. People who want to work. If you don't want to work, don't. But if you want to, Social Security system right now discourages you from doing so. And so it's the wrong, it gives the wrong incentives at the wrong time in our history. It needs to be reformed.
Exactly. About 2 minutes left here, Rick, and I wanted to address something that you had in your, at Get Liberty, and that's Biden's war on free speech is against the political opposition itself. I mean, I'm not sure that the American people at large understand the danger of this rhetoric, but it is far-reaching than some old man who is, dealing with a depleted mind making this kind of statement. I mean, this is so dangerous, this rhetoric, especially when you put it into the environment of an open border, and we've got reports that at least a dozen terrorists last month came into the country that we know of anyway that were on the terrorist list, just a dozen. Well, how many others, you know, since Biden? I think it's close to 100 reported according to Border Patrol, and they're out there thinking, well, you know, and in the midst of a hotbed of crime all over our country right now, you've got a president indicting 50% of the nation. This is pretty scary stuff here. I mean, he could be lighting a powder keg here pretty easily, right?
Yeah, it's definitely dangerous and irresponsible. And if Donald Trump had done it, he would be indicted. So let's just be clear. This is dangerous rhetoric. Now we're seeing it through the FBI abuses and continue going and confiscating cell phones from private citizens for no reason whatsoever. So we're seeing it a lot of ways. I encourage people to go to dailytorch.com to read the article. I think it's pretty important to read and understand exactly what's going on.
Exactly. Rick Manning has been with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. GetLiberty.org is where you want to go for more information as well. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he signed a decree on a partial mobilization of Russian citizens on Wednesday. McDonald's Corporation has been ordered by a U.S. judge in Los Angeles, California, to defend against a $10 billion lawsuit accusing the fast food chain of not buying advertising time with black-owned media. The director of Feeding Our Future nonprofit and 47 other people were charged Tuesday in what federal prosecutors say was a massive scheme to defraud the government of more than $250 million meant to feed needy children during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger.
These individuals believed that they could steal tens of millions of dollars from a federal child nutrition program by claiming to serve food to needy children when they were not.
Amy Bach, executive director, has pled not guilty. USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And again, remember, the truth, the higher calling of the truth is so critical because, because especially in a time when there is so much faux information out there in this information age, we were warned that there would be that time when we would go to and fro just being bombarded with so much information, but yet not knowing a whole lot because we're being deluded and really not being able to discern the truth. And some of it is by choice, ladies and gentlemen. Some people just are just so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson says, that, you know, it's like that the line in A Few Good Men, you know, you just can't handle the truth. And it's almost that's where America is. The truth is such a higher calling. And this is so important, like right now, especially when it comes to China. Nobody wants it. It's just so bizarre that nobody wants to talk about how China has been encroaching for decades, how they've elite captured our elected officials, their families, the things that is being done. They're buying up farms here in America, left and right. And yes, the emerging threat is that a lot of these farms are next to military bases. So what do you think that's all about? And we know, you know, China isn't a fair-minded ally where they're just here, about their own business. They're doing everything they can to exploit and steal things that don't belong to them. They have no conscience. They're in a different asymmetrical war, and America is just sitting there allowing this to happen. And people say, well, how did this happen? Well, simply, again, as I said, our elected officials have been elite captured. They have been carrying water for the Chinese, and they've been giving them cover time and again. And here we are in a noose that is about to be pulled and yanked on, and we're going to feel the tightness of China's influence right across our throat. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, executive producer of a new documentary called Innovation Race, which deals with this point. It's a new bipartisan documentary showing how China is exploiting, I should say, our U.S. patent system. Jenny Beth, always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
So tell us about this new documentary. I mean, this is an eye-opener, and I got to imagine as you were putting this together, you went in with some understanding and knowledge of what China had been doing, but as you continue to do a deeper dive, you're going, oh, how could this happen? How come people do not know how China has been infringing on our U.S. patent system, just as one example. And in the takeaway out of this documentary, I'm sure, is not only the U.S. patent system, but everything, anything that China can get its tentacles into in our country, whether it has to do with entertainment, news media, sports. I mean, it's all about exploiting for China's benefit, right?
That is correct. So the documentary is about patents and our intellectual property and protecting those. And we set out to compare what is happening in America versus China when it comes to innovation today to what happened during the space race in the 60s between America and the Soviet Union. What surprised me the most, Bill, we know a lot about how we've heard over the years that China steals intellectual property from corporations. But what we have not paid attention to is the fact that they actually are replicating our patent system and luring people, inventors, over to China to secure their patents in China rather than in America, because we have weakened our patent system so much in the last 12 years or so. And it's a call to strengthen our patent system so that inventors stay here in America and get their, well, they get their patents here in America. And the fact is, mm-hmm. It's a very false sense of security to get a patent in China, because right now they are protecting the patents a bit better than we are doing in America. But in the long run, you and I both know that China does not respect individual rights. It does not respect physical property rights. And there's no reason at all to believe that they actually will truly respect intellectual property rights either.
This is the same thing as what we're seeing with Russia. You know, people want to believe that Russia is going to take care of them, that they're going to be a fair ally in dealing with natural gas and, any other resource. And, of course, Donald Trump warned Europe, warned Germany specifically about this at the UN. They all mocked and laughed at him. And now who's laughing now when, sadly, Donald Trump was right and they're wrong, and we're coming into a winter when they are looking at other ways in which to generate energy, because they know for a fact that they cannot count on Putin, which is the same thing that everybody knew going into this, which is, again, here we are with China, and China is, they have the same philosophy in their totalitarian approach. This isn't a benign, fair-minded country. It's all about China. And as you said, you're not going to own anything. I mean, this is the movement, and what the doctrine that they're trying to spread here in the United States is that you will own nothing and you're going to like it.
That is very correct, and it is very, very troubling that is what is going on. And we are whether we want to be or not, we are in competition with China day in and day out as a country. And we have to make sure that we're doing everything that we can in America to give America the competitive edge. And the best way to do that when it comes to innovation is to protect the patent system. The best way to do that when it comes to all of the other items that you're addressing is first to acknowledge the problem, and second, to make sure that we are doing things that make it easier to manufacture here, that reduce the regulations so it's easier to manufacture here, it's easier to to stay in business in America, and we really and truly need to be bringing the most critical manufacturing, if not back into America, which is something I would advocate for, bringing it back to America. We at least have to get it out of China and have it in, so our eggs are not all in one basket.
Exactly. And if we're going to be counting on somebody, make sure it's a reliable ally. But you see, this is the problem that we have with the Democratic Party. They've always been reactive. Very rarely have they been proactive. They're not business-minded in that sense, Jenny Beth. You've done this bipartisan documentary. You see it very clearly, and you're going, well, where is our government? Where are they? Are they ahead of this problem, or are they behind and reactive? Well, time and again, and we know Joe Biden, just by example of his 50 years of his legacy, and very well documented, he doesn't think proactively. Everything about Joe Biden is reactive. And the most recent example is what's happened in Ukraine. They knew for over a year Russia was mounting up forces on the border. They knew this was coming. And what did Joe Biden do? He did nothing. It's the same thing when it was Obama-Biden, when we were dealing with the recession that went on, you know, the longest recession in modern history, because they were very reactive. They weren't proactive. They weren't ahead of where things were moving. And here we are the same way. So I have no confidence in Joe Biden and this administration to be able to get in front of this problem, to be an answer, to be a good answer, to convince U.S. manufacturers and these R&D geniuses to stay here and keep it in the USA, as opposed to going to China. Because if they go to China, as you say, China is real clear. I mean, they have established precedent and personality that says exactly what they're going to do. And they're going to rip these idea people, and these manufacturers are going to rip them off just like they've been doing.
That is exactly correct. And you are right, Joe Biden does not get ahead of the curve. But that's why this documentary is so important, and that's why it's our job as citizens to make sure that we are providing that check and balance on the government. We cannot rely just on the three branches of government. We have to exercise our right to free speech and our vote.
Amen. And, of course, this documentary had its first airing yesterday, right? And how can patriots, check into this documentary and see it for themselves, Jenny Beth?
That's correct. We showed it at our world premiere in Washington, D.C. yesterday. InnovationRaceMovie.com.
InnovationRaceMovie.com. And if they want more information from the Tea Party Patriots Action, where do they go?
TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, she's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, executive producer of the Innovation Race documentary. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
No question, our southern border is an absolute hot mess. Kamala Harris says, it's secure. Mayorkas says it's secure. The president yesterday admitted, said, well, you know, it's not about the triangle anymore. It's about these three other countries. I mean, don't give me excuses. I mean, see, this is the problem that we have. You know, and I don't know. I was in a different environment. I was raised in a business environment that excuses were not allowed. I mean, let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about accountability and responsibility. And we have a government that, you know, is spending money like crazy and putting us all in peril. And all they come up with is excuses. You see, Barack Obama was right. Elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I hear people are really fed up with this government and this administration. Well, if that's really the case, then you better make sure that you do more than complain, that you actually make sure that you get yourself in and register to vote. And not only you register to vote, but you actually go out and vote. Believe it or not, there's still so many people, especially in the religious circles, in churches today, which is just shocking to me, that you'll have 50% of people who are evangelical Christians who will who will register to vote. And of that 50, only 50 of that will actually vote. That's unacceptable. We can't tolerate this anymore. If we're going to hold on to this Judeo-Christian-based democratic republic, then people of all colors, skin types, religious persuasions, people who believe in the American dream must come out en masse, because we saw what happened in 2020. And we're still left confused, wondering what the heck is going on. But we do know for sure, when the Democrats are in the lead, you have the kind of dysfunctional government that we're experiencing right now. And the border is just a mere example of said problems that are immense and numerous. Now, the Numbers USA Vice President Chris Chmielewski joins us now to talk particularly about the border. Chris, what did you make of the president's, shift of response? It's like, oh, don't talk to me about the border problem, because it's not about those three countries, the triangle countries, that were causing all the problems. Now we got a new triangle that is responsible. So, like, as if, that's only just been happening recently. He's caught by surprise. He admits, in a sense, that he's got a problem, but he's not responsible. And I guess they just haven't been able to wordsmith it enough to figure out how to somehow blame Donald Trump for it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's not the original Central American Northern Triangle countries, because I don't know if there's anybody left there anymore. They've all come here illegally, especially under this administration. But, and we've talked about this so many times. It's just the administration finds new excuses and new people to blame instead of trying to, number one, take responsibility for what's happening down on the border. And number two, trying to do something about it. And I know I've mentioned this to you before. Your policy is just to let everybody in. Just say it. You're not going to turn off. You're not going to turn off your own voters. The only thing you may lose is some voters in the middle. Nobody on the right is going to vote for. Nobody on the right supports this administration. So just come out and say what you're for. You're for open borders, and you just want to let it. Anybody who can make it to the border can stay. Just say it.
Yeah, exactly. You can stay, but you just can't go to Martha's Vineyard. If you go to Martha's Vineyard, right, then we're going to call in America's federales, call in the military to remove them. And we'll let you wander the street for a little bit of a vacay for half a day, but then There's no room in the inn for you, Bucko, in this sanctuary state. So the sanctuary state that they have there, a city there in Martha's Vineyard, is sanctuary for the residents. And the residents, or if you happen to be cleaning house or working in the back rooms of restaurants, washing dishes,
mowing their lawns, trimming their bushes, right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's about it. That's about as close as you're going to get. But if you think that you're going to come in and pitch a tent here and reside like you have been doing in these border states, well, you can forget that, Bucko. Ain't gonna happen, because if your tents are blocking the view there at Martha's Vineyard, that is a mortal sin. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, and really, again, that's sort of the beauty of what DeSantis did in sending and picking Martha's Vineyard for their landing spot, because now you no longer have the argument that what Abbott and DeSantis are doing is inhumane, because what did all the liberals on Martha's Vineyard do? Well, they loaded them up and shipped them out too. So
right.
They didn't want them either. So it's just,
and they were blaming DeSantis of kidnapping. So, and not being forthright with them. So they're telling them that they were forthright. I mean, I can't imagine that DeSantis or Abbott, I mean, because they were real clear from the very beginning when they were shipping people first to, New York and D.C., that they would say, look, it's volunteer. Are you willing to go to D.C.? And they got on the bus and there was there. Now, all of a sudden, the media types taking the talking points from Karine Jean-Pierre and Biden, they're suggesting that, that these migrants were basically kidnapped against their will, and they were brought to Martha's Vineyard. What a terrible place to be kidnapped to is to the vineyard there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't mind being kidnapped and going to Martha's Vineyard and spend some time there. But the other thing, I feel another 15 known terrorist suspects as part of last month's report dump from the Department of Homeland Security, and that now brings us to triple the number of known terror suspects caught at the border in the last 5 years combined, not just triple last year's number, triple the last 5 years combined. And that includes a hugely inflated number from the second half of fiscal year 2021 when the Biden administration was in charge of things. So, and again, you and I have talked about the dangers of the gotaways and how many known terror suspects are in there that aren't getting caught. So, you know, this whole thing, it's just, it continues to put the nation at risk. And like you pointed out, the Biden administration and the president himself just finds every excuse in the book to just try to pass it off as nothing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't blame him, you know, because now all of a sudden we got three new players, Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua. Well, look, you got over 100. I've heard as high as 162. I think you and I have discussed this before. 162 right. Different countries are represented with these migrants coming across the border. Chris, this is an invasion. I mean, yeah. Bill Clinton used the same words when it was of smaller numbers when they were coming across our southern border like this before. I mean, and the Biden administration has no capacity or understanding of what's going on. Now, you know, we can talk about terrorists, you know, known terrorists and that, but, you know, the human trafficking, the fentanyl, the people, the migrants who are coming in that are beholden, and people don't understand this here in America. You know, you may think indentured servitude is some kind of minor deal. Well, the cartel takes it very seriously to the point that if you violate said indentured servitude contract, you either are dead or your family members are dead. They're not messing around here. They made $13 billion so far, I think this year, because of the Biden administration policies and lack thereof. This is serious stuff that is going on. So you've got people, migrants who come in that have no loyalty to the United States of America. They don't even have a profess. They could profess it, but they're lying through their teeth because they know that they have to do the bidding of the cartel in one form, fashion, or another, whether it is with drug running, human trafficking, or some other deal. And because you've got to know the cartels are working closely with the communist Chinese because of the fentanyl connection, right? And so you're going to tell me they're not going to leverage that relationship and so in any other manner to tell the Chinese, hey, look, we've got all these sub-agents that have infiltrated into the interior of America. What do you need to know and how can we help you? And what kind of new business arrangement can we work out between us amigos here?
Yeah, and I think as you.
I mean, is that far fetched? Is that far fetched? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you know, we're after Biden's interview on 60 Minutes over this weekend. I saw a lot of journalists and columnists jumping on his comment that the COVID pandemic is over, and they're like, no, it's not over. We still have 400 people dying from COVID every single day. Well, what about the number of people who are dying from fentanyl every single day? Because the number is about the same, but nobody seems to care about it. But that was, again, that was another one of the byproducts from the Martha's Vineyard move by Governor DeSantis is now you've got the media talking about it a little bit more, and maybe they start shifting their focus to some of these things. And I think they also see that the voters know what's going on. The people know what's going on. And they can't hide it anymore. They're going to have to start talking about it.
Well, this is why the midterm is so important. Chris, if there's any time, a critical time that we could possibly save this nation, it is at the midterms. And, you know, the media is doing everything they can as a cabal, a coordinated cabal, to delude the people with a lot of faux information and lead them to believe that what is happening right now in America has some sort of realm of normalcy. This is dysfunctional. This is a mess. What you're seeing with your eyes, you know, the cost of food, our energy, what's on the horizon here in terms of the cold weather coming and how many people potentially could die, our food chain interruption. We've got dangerous people coming across the border, 162 nations represented in this invasion here that is going to compromise the American idea and our freedoms and liberties. And we have a political force that's doing at every turn, doing something to impede upon our constitutional rights. They have no consideration whatsoever, it seems, for our Constitution anymore. All this is hanging in the balance. If you don't vote, you're not going to have any part in saving this country, and whatever happens will happen to the rest of us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, Are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.